The Case of Sergeant Martland.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
It's a travesty, not just to Charles, but to his wife, to his two kids. Charles was born to be a soldier. He did it better than anyone I've ever worked with. And it's terrible, not just for him and his family, but for our country as well. All he wants to do is continue to serve our country with distinction, just like he's done for the last 11 years. And the Army's refusing to let him do that. It's a disservice to him, his family, and to everyone that's worked with him, for him, and that knows him.
I mean, this guy has, not just since Afghanistan, was second in his class of 400 Green Berets. This guy is lauded by fellow service members as one of the best of the best, really one of the best of the best Green Berets, the type that you would keep through a board review. The Army is reviewing folks it has because it's shrinking, and when you shrink, you have to force people out, and they believe that because of this one supposed black mark, this one relief from this job, he's being forced out.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
One of his former teammates said, if I was a commander, I would have given him an award. They saved that kid's life.
He was going to be kicked out of the Army at the end of this month. The Army has now said they'll give him an extra 60 days before they kick him out. But that's something, because now we get to play the lawyer game, of which I'm not one, but the Army is ruled by lawyers right now. So we have to find a problem with the process to keep him in the Army.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We are going to give you an emergency update on the situation with Sergeant Charles Martland, because based on a conference call we just concluded with our senior staff, including our senior staff involved in military matters, and our Director of Governmental Affairs, who's on with the broadcast with Logan and I today, Dan Bennett. We are under a very short window. Sergeant Martland, so you knew, grew up in Boston, Massachusetts. He was recruited to play football at Florida State. He was a very successful athlete, a very successful student, saw the commitment of Pat Tillman, the former NFL player who was killed in Afghanistan as an Army Ranger, and Sergeant Martland, then a non-military member, joined the military and became a Green Beret, served honorably, received a Bronze Star, is the United States decoration to awarded to members of the United States Armed Services for heroic achievement. I'm going to tell you about that heroic achievement in just a moment. But he is being thrown out of the United States Army, literally, as we speak. And, Than, time is really of the essence here. We may not have 24 or 48 hours.
Yeah, that's right. His second and final appeal, Jay, is in. That decision has to come down sometime this month, but I literally spoke to Congressman Duncan Hunter's office this morning, and they say that it could happen as soon as today. The Army can act at any time. It has to be this month, but it could be literally at any moment.
So we have got to build a groundswell of support, and I'm going to give you the specifics, and I will tell you, we had a conference call this morning with our senior team, including two military experts, Skip Ash, who's been on this program many times, a retired colonel from the United States Army, and also Wes Smith, who is a consultant, a military consultant to the ACLJ, also a colonel in the United States Army, and actually worked at the Command Human Resources Office, where a lot of this is handled. So we've got a full team on this, but folks, time is really of the essence. We want your calls. I really want to hear from military members, family members, and military members, your thoughts about the situation. The soldier engages on a case involving child sexual abuse, where the person that perpetrated the crime against the child is removed from the base. And that is what gives him this mark. So there's a multiple ways, Logan, for people to engage with us right now, and we want to encourage you to do that on all platforms and all formats.
That's right. You can join us many different ways. We're broadcasting right now online on Facebook, on Periscope, and on ACLJ.org. Live video in the studio and behind the scenes. For studio television quality footage, go to ACLJ.org. But you can be part of the conversation, talk to us during the breaks, see behind the scenes what's going on Facebook, facebook.com/JaySekulow, or on Periscope. Search for Jay Sekulow, broadcasting live there right now.
We want you to sign this petition that's going to the leadership of the Department of Defense, the Secretary of the Army. Almost 200,000 have. ACLJ.org. Stand up for the soldier. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Sign that petition now. And also, if you want to talk to us on air, we want your calls. 800-684-3110. Where's the commander-in-chief on this one? 800-684-3110.
A bad situation just got worse for a Green Beret war hero who defended a child from sexual assault. The U.S. Army has been threatening to kick out Sergeant Charles Martland, and now a top Army command is recommending just that. In Afghanistan, children, young boys and girls, are being sexually abused, and Sergeant Martland said, quote, "We felt a moral obligation to act." For his action, he faces expulsion from the Army. There's still time before a final decision is made. The American Center for Law and Justice is working with Congress and urging the Secretary of Defense to stop this moral outrage and reinstate this brave Green Beret. The U.S. military has a moral obligation to stop child abuse on our bases and exonerate Sergeant Martland for defending a child from assault. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
So here's how it happened. In early September 2011, at a remote outpost, a young Afghan boy and his Afghan Uzbek mother showed up at the camp. The 12-year-old showed the Green Beret, the Green Berets, including Sergeant Martland, where his hands had been tied. A medic took him back to the back room for examination with an interpreter who told them the boy had been sexually abused by another commander. This was an Afghan commander named Abdul Rahman. After learning of the meeting, Rahman allegedly beat the boy's mother for reporting the crime. It was at this point that the Green Berets had enough, and two Green Berets, including Martland, went to confront Rahman. He confessed to the crime and laughed about it and said it wasn't a big deal and there's nothing you could do about it. This ends up becoming this. The incident gets reported, and rather than getting praise for helping the young boy and his family, instead what happens is, and this is really unfortunate, the sergeant gets basically the equivalent of a demerit. But they let him re-enlist. This is the thing we're trying to figure out in this case. They let him re-enlist, even though this, quote, mark was against him. And that's the thing we're trying to figure out. Why in the world, if it was such a big deal, would they let him re-enlist?
A lot of people are asking that. This was something that happened in 2011. Why are we even talking about it, 5 years later?
Because the military is now downsizing, and they're using anything they can to remove soldiers. Even soldiers like Sergeant Martland, who was very clear, those that served with him said, the best soldier that they've served with. He was number two in his class for the Green Berets. But Than, the political aspect of this is huge right now. We really have to build support.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think it's pretty simple, Jay. If Sergeant Martland had looked the other way when that child was being abused, he'd still be serving with honor because that's all he had ever served as, is with honor. Just so people understand, the only demerits that we're talking about, Jay, they stem from this incident. So we can say without equivocation that if he had looked the other way when he became aware of this abuse, he wouldn't have been, quote, selected for reduction. That's the political term that's being used. And that in Washington, D.C., as we engage the political side of that, that's the angle that we're going after. They call it selection for reduction. We are saying the policy can't be that an honorable soldier looks the other way when he encounters child abuse.
Yep.
Got a good comment in coming from Dawn on Facebook. She said, I'm an Army mom and so disturbed the actions against Sergeant Martland. Our soldiers now not only have to worry about the enemy, but about the Army bureaucracy.
Not backing these soldiers up, which is absurd. By the way, as Logan just mentioned, we think a lot of this is the bureaucracy, that the Army bureaucracy has taken over here. And in our book, which is coming out tomorrow, Undemocratic, the paperback version, I've added two new chapters on the Hillary Clinton email situation, but it also goes into why these bureaucracies do this and how they get away with it and how we can stop it. So that's out tomorrow in bookstores everywhere. You can order today on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, but it's going to be hitting the bookstores, the paperback edition. Make sure you're asking for that. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. And it also looks like we're doing pretty well in we're trying to get in on as many of these bestsellers lists as we can. And Logan, it looks like we've done pretty well.
That's right. We have. We've gotten it through many different lists. If you're on Amazon right now, it's number one in church and state, number one in international and world politics treaties, also in number one in religion, politics, and state.
It's a good start.
Good. So it's a good start before the book's released to be hitting number one in those three categories.
Yeah, so we want to make sure that that continues. Again, the book is undemocratic. You can get it at Barnes & Noble's. You can get it at Amazon. You can order today, or you can get it at bookstores tomorrow, everywhere they're sold. All right, let's take a call.
Yeah, we can take a call. Let's go to William from Georgia online, too. William, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, William.
Hey, Jay. Quick question, man. According to the U.S. Army that wants to kick Sergeant Martin out of the military, yep, what they're saying is that why this boy is being sexually abused and molested or whatnot, he's supposed to just sit there and watch and not do anything but report it to him.
No, what they're saying is, here's what they're saying. That the event took place and was reported, and then these the soldiers didn't see the actual abuse. That's the most recent we have, and that's the as far as we know, that's correct. It was reported to the soldiers by the mother and brought the boy back, who was medically examined, and it was clear he was sexually abused. And what the military is saying is, well, he should have just reported that, but what happened was the Afghan commander went on the base. Is this correct? I want to make sure we have this correct. The Afghan commander went on the base who did the sexual abuse as if in his normal job at this outpost. And the end result of that was when he was confronted by the Green Berets, he laughed at them and said, there's nothing you could do. And they physically removed him from that base and told him not to do it again. There was an altercation, which is understandable. Our soldiers can't look the other way. But this is, again, we're getting all the facts laid out. Here's the problem. The time frame on when he can be removed could literally be today.
Well, it could literally happen any day, Jay. And remember, let's reiterate what you just said. This Afghan commander admitted to this. He admitted to it, yep, and said there's nothing that you can do about it because it is a, quote, cultural norm here. And I've got to tell you, this is a word of warning to our listeners. That is a line that our government has repeated, that this is a cultural norm and it is something we cannot do anything about. If we are the predominant power in a region and we let this kind of thing go because it is a cultural norm, we will lose hearts and mind in every single region we're engaged in. That decision might come down today, Jay, but as long as it's still out there, we're going to fight to make sure it comes down properly.
Well, here's what we are doing. We are notifying the Secretary of Army, the Secretary of Defense. We're going to notify the President of the United States. Our team is working right now as we're on air. They're formulating an entire team approach to this, again, working very, very quickly. Here's why I need everybody that's listening to this broadcast, whether you're watching on television, whether you're listening to us on radio, whether you're watching on Facebook and Periscope, or on the website at aclj.org. Everyone that's listening to us right now, this is what I need you to do. Go to aclj.org and sign that petition for Sergeant Martlin. I believe we are just shy, about 7,000 shy of 200,000. I want to get it up to at least 200, maybe 250,000 quickly here. So I need everyone that's listening to go to aclj.org. That is the easiest way to do this, aclj.org, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. So aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255 to stand up for the sergeant.
All right, let's go ahead back to the phone. Let's get a Gary who's calling from Longview, Washington. On line three, Gary, you're on the air.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I was going to say, you know, this here, even though we're downsizing, the ones that are lifetime or making it lifetime, it's going to discourage them,
sure,
to get out of the military. It's going to discourage people that are in schools or colleges not to go in, which damages our military down the road. That's what I'm going to say. And the other thing I'm going to say,
Gary, you served in the Army?
Yes, I did.
Thank you for your service. How do you think it's a morale issue, you think?
Yeah, it's more than a morale issue. It's dangerous, you know, because people, they hear this and what's going on. Why should I go in the military? They'll kick me out or something like,
yeah,
that. You know, I know you understand what I say, Jay, on it. And the other thing I was just going to mention, because I listen to you all the time,
great,
every day, I was going to say that Obama, I know he's president, but why have they never impeached this man?
Well, because you know, articles of impeachment have a high standard. But here's the other thing. The president is the commander-in-chief. I asked this question this morning. At the end of the day, can the president of the United States stop this injustice from happening? And the answer to that is, and we're making double sure, but is yes, the commander-in-chief can. We'll talk to Skip about that in a little bit. But Gary, we're working on every possible angle on this right now.
A lot of people are asking, you mentioned the president, about the candidates running right now. Are any of the candidates talking about this publicly, Republican, Democrat? And they're, you know, that's one from H. Schwartz on Periscope.
Yeah, and the answer is, we talked about this. I think the only people talking about this right now are us and Duncan Hunter, and there's been some news reports, but Will was saying, what is it, 3 months ago?
So yeah, back in September, I think. Yeah, people are asking about Duncan Hunter. Does he have any support other than...
All right, so Dan, that's a great question. Does Duncan have any support here?
This is one of the areas we're really working on, Jay, because there has been some support behind the scenes, but just to be very candid, it needs to be much, much broader. It needs to be broader in Congress. It needs to be broader among those running for president. And frankly, it needs to be bigger from the commander-in-chief himself, because if this decision goes the wrong way, and we're not giving in on that, that's where we're focused, but if it goes the wrong way, we're also laying the groundwork to move up the chain of command all the way to the White House if we have to.
Yeah, so we are laying out a multi-prong approach here to do this. Logan, do we have time for one more question, or should we go ahead and...
We can probably take one more question. A lot of people are just asking, you know, what they can do to help more than even just speak out.
Well, I think right now getting on this petition is important because we need a collective voice here. One voice by itself doesn't do it. Collectively, 200,000 people, that's going to get some serious attention. So that's one. Number two, we're probably going to ask you to make some direct calls as well. And we are, as Stan said, we're working on it this afternoon. We think we're under a very, very short time frame. So we really have to move right now. The bureaucracy's taken control, and we've got to get that situation under control. So I'll tell you, this is a real fight. I mean, it's nothing but a fight. I mean, this is a fight that's not getting a lot of attention. It's not going to get a lot of attention with the Iowa caucuses tomorrow. We'll talk a little bit about that later in the broadcast. But we are not going to sit back and let an injustice take place when we have the resources and the capabilities to do something about it. So we're engaging this issue. And this is where, again, folks, we need everybody that's listening. I don't care if you're on the website. I don't care if it's Facebook and Periscope. I don't care if it's radio, whatever platform it is. Right now, go to ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255 and add your voice to this. We really need your help. This could be happening any moment. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. The reason the sergeant is not speaking, he's in administrative process under a gag order. So we have to be the voice of the sergeant who can't speak out for himself. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We encourage you to take action today. We're going to take some phone calls when we come back as well. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And tomorrow, our book, Undemocratic, the paperback with the expanded version, including the legal issues surrounding the Hillary Clinton email scandal. That book is out on the bookshelves tomorrow. You can order it today on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Back with more in a moment.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. A bad situation just got worse for a Green Beret war hero who defended a child from sexual assault. The U.S. Army has been threatening to kick out Sergeant Charles Martland, and now a top Army command is recommending just that. In Afghanistan, children, young boys and girls, are being sexually abused, and Sergeant Martland said, quote, "We felt a moral obligation to act." For his action, he faces expulsion from the Army. There's still time before a final decision is made. The American Center for Law and Justice is working with Congress and urging the Secretary of Defense to stop this moral outrage and reinstate this brave Green Beret. The U.S. military has a moral obligation to stop child abuse on our bases and exonerate Sergeant Martland for defending a child from assault. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. So you got the Iowa caucuses tomorrow, but you got Sergeant Martland's case today. Logan just was talking with the folks on Facebook and Periscope, and somebody asked them, are the churches getting the information out?
Yeah, you know, who else is getting the information out other than
that's the problem.
The people here, other than what we're doing here and Duncan Hunter. The problem is you're saying that this has been a story that was kind of quickly peaked over the fall and has really disappeared off the news cycle, and that's
which
unfortunate.
Makes it very difficult.
Makes it difficult to get any sort of groundswell when it comes out. So that's why we need everyone's support.
We really
at 1-877-989-2255. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Willie. He's calling from Walden, New York. Willie, you're on the air.
Hi, Willie.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Just kind of give you my background. I'm retired military.
Thank you for your service. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Also, I'm a pastor with our church, Tabernacle Faith Christian Fellowship. And my position on this is coming from that twofold. Is one, you know, with the military, because we're in so many different areas, we always have to abide by the cultural norms of that area, which we do not agree with. However, we just can't take the law in our own hands.
Well, let me just say one thing, but I'm going to let you finish, Willie, but let me tell you what the cultural norms do not allow. The rape of a child. Okay, the cultural norms don't allow that. And the international codes that are involved with that don't allow that. So I just want to be very emphatic here that these governments have signed on to international treaties that protect children, and this certainly did not. And I used a very strong word there because I don't want this, and it's the first time I've used the word, but that's what this case involved. But you go ahead and finish. But I want everybody to understand what this case involves. Go ahead.
And I agree with you, and I think that, you know, things that happen in other areas should not be allowed. However, there are rules and laws the way that we handle stuff, and
yeah,
the commanders that are boots on the ground have to make decisions based on their operational awareness that's right there.
Skip Ash into this question, because Skip was a commander on the ground in the military. He was in South Korea. As conflicts engaged with Korea consistently. Skip, Willie, and I wasn't trying to hit you hard there, Willie, but I don't buy the cultural norms thing. But go ahead, Skip.
Well, there is, they do claim the cultural norms standard, but even Afghanistan, this is where it occurred, even Afghanistan outlaws this. There's a provision in their criminal code that outlaws this and is applied against this when it is done near cities and done where they normally enforce this. The problem is when you get out into the country, these people feel free to take advantage of whatever they want to do. And they came in contact with the U.S. soldier who said, we're stopping this right now. This is wrong. It's wrong in American law. It's wrong in Afghan law. It's wrong in international law. And you're not going to do it around U.S. forces. And that's what he did. And he's being punished for it.
And this was, by the way, not the only incident these soldiers have seen. I'm going to get into more on that in detail tomorrow. But I think Duncan Hunter raised a very important point that we need to underscore here, and that is the trust factor for our military when something like this happens. Take a listen to number 22, Duncan Hunter.
The Army needs the American people to trust them. They need the America's moms and dads to entrust their child with them. And I think that's hard to do when you see the facts of this case right now. And I think, frankly, the Army's got a lot of making up to do for this. And the more pressure that the American people put on, and the more pervasive this becomes and ubiquitous in the news cycle, more people that see and hear this, I think at some point the Army has to go, hey, this is enough is enough. We can't deal with this much bad press and still have people volunteering to join.
So, Logan, one of the things we talked about this morning in the meeting, and you were in it, is we've got to build up support here. And this is a multi-approached media campaign as well, because as the caller or the comment that came in on Periscope or Facebook said, no one's talking about this, and with the Iowa caucus tomorrow, no one's going to.
People are asking about contacting their senators, if that's something they should do. Michelle, just put, where are all the congressmen and senators on this issue? Jackie just said, I just contacted Senator Tom Tillis about this, and his administration didn't know anything about it,
right,
or even where the senator stood on the issue.
Okay, so Than, what do people do? This is a good question. What do people do here?
Yeah, and when it comes to Washington, D.C. officials, Jay, they should do both. They should sign our petition so that as we roll that out, we can be their voice here in Washington. They should also make those direct calls. And in this particular case, Jay, I would add a third layer to it. If you are in one of these states that these presidential candidates on both sides of the aisle are in, whether it's Iowa or New Hampshire or South Carolina or wherever it may be, ask them about it, too, because that's going to get it on the news as well.
Yeah, all right. So that's what we're asking. Multi-front here again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let's grab another call, Logan.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Donna, who's calling from Tacoma, Washington, on line one.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
The reason I wanted to call is I'm a mother of a son that is currently serving. I'm a daughter of a military member from World War II.
Thank you for your service.
A military retiree myself.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you very much. I find this very appalling. I understand the status of forces agreement, but I agree with you. There are things that supersede the status of forces agreement, and the working with children and protecting children has to be of paramount importance in this, and what's happening to the sergeant I find to be, as former military, very appalling.
That's why I wanted to hear from military folks today, because I know this has got, Skip, this becomes a morale issue.
It really is, and the whole purpose of the military is to accomplish a mission, and that requires loyalty both to one's superiors and from the superiors down to one's subordinates. And here we have a situation where a subordinate acted in a correct manner to handle a situation that was deplorable, and he did what he had to do to stop it, and now he's getting almost zero support from his chain of command. He was relieved, he was reprimanded, and because of that, now he's being forced from the service.
All right, let's take another comment or call 1-800-684-3110.
Yeah, we did one quick comment. I'd say the people asking about the gag order, is that something that is standard or
yes.
is that something that is specific to this issue?
So, when you're under a military investigation or a military proceeding, it's not subject to, they can say no discussion of this as it's being proceeded internally.
That's correct. Remember that there's a legal system in the military, too, and therefore these types of yep. decisions can be made just like in a civilian system.
So it's a uniform military, the Uniform Code of Military Justice deals correct. With this, and this is a situation where there's not going to be a lot of external. We've got to bring the attention to it. We've got to get movement. We've got to get the legal positions out there. We're working on all of that right now. But again, the media is not going to cover it, Logan, as you know, because we're tomorrow's Iowa.
Right.
And people are going to be talking about that all week. And then it goes right into New Hampshire. And then it goes, when is South Carolina, the 22nd or 24th?
It's coming up around
yeah,
then.
Yeah, really? Yeah, so, I mean,
yeah, so we've got to work this. The election cycle right now. And to break into that news cycle is harder than you probably can imagine.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and take a call. But kind of about that, let's go to Kay, who's calling from Lexington, Kentucky.
Hey, Kay.
Hello.
Yes,
you're on the air.
Yes. My comment is, it seems to me I've read a lot of things saying that several different high-ranking military people that have stood on their principles have been fired or forced to resign.
Yep.
You know, and
look, this is Kay. This has been an issue, but this one is not a high-ranking guy. I mean, he's a sergeant first class. That's not high-ranking, but it's not a general. And he's being asked to step aside in a situation where he did the right thing. And there was not an order given, don't do this. So that's why you fight. We are here for another 30 minutes. Really quickly, Logan, what do people need if you want to hear the broadcast?
Yeah, if you don't get the whole broadcast on SiriusXM or some of the stations that carry it, many different ways you can do it. ACLJ.org. Click Listen Live. You can hear the audio only. Or you can watch a live switched video camera, television-style, beautiful version of the show. ACLJ.org. Also, you can join us on Facebook and Periscope. Get behind the scenes, get your questions or comments in that way as well. But yeah, we'll be going until the top of the hour.
All right, folks. And again, if you want to sign that petition, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And don't forget our book, Undemocratic, available in bookstores everywhere tomorrow.
A bad sad situation just got worse for a Green Beret war hero who defended a child from sexual assault. The U.S. Army has been threatening to kick out Sergeant Charles Martland. The American Center for Law and Justice is working with Congress to stop this moral outrage and reinstate this brave Green Beret. The U.S. military has a moral obligation to stop child abuse on our bases. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, ACLJ.org.
Concerned about the situation with Sergeant Martland, and we're growing more concerned because we realize the media is in touch on covering, obviously, Iowa and the Hillary Clinton. I mean, I was on the Hillary Clinton email issue on Fox yesterday and again on Friday. But Sergeant Martland's situation is very serious, and let me get Than to update everybody. He is subject to being removed from the Army. His only issue was the action he took defending a boy and a mother who were sexually abused by a Afghan commander, and they took action to not have that happen again, and for that, he's being removed. But we are under, the time frame here is a bit unknown, but it could be really, really short, Than. So let's give everybody, again, top of the program, half hour here, what exactly has gone on.
Well, intervening in that situation, Jay, are the only demerits in his file. That is why he was, quote, selected for reduction, which basically means he's being kicked out of the Army for this. He appealed, his appeal was denied, and he was allowed a second and a final appeal. That is the one that is pending right now, and a decision has to come down on that sometime this month, by the end of February. So technically speaking, we're a few weeks out from that, but all indications are that ruling could come down at any point because they don't have to take the entire time. So we are trying to get an appeal, a response to that appeal that will be favorable. At the same time, Jay, we're laying the groundwork to move up the chain of command
quickly
from that decision if we have to.
And Than, once it gets up the chain, I mean, Skip, when it goes up the chain of command, even more difficult.
Well, that's true. I mean, because each subordinate has, the only reason you go up is because each subordinate below you has agreed with the decision. So, But the higher you go, though, the more likely it is that if a decision is made, then it stops right there. So it's we need to have a, you know, keep letting them know what the facts are, keep letting them know that a soldier who was sent over into harm's way, who risks his life for the United States and then is confronted with this, needs to be supported when he tosses an Afghan official off a base because of being a child rapist.
Yep. Let's go ahead and take a phone call here, Logan, or a comment if we can.
All right, let's go ahead and take a quick phone call before we go to break. Let's go to Tim, who's calling from South Carolina on line 4.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Jay. Thank you very much for taking
sure.
my call, and thank you for what you do for our country. My question is, how come Obama comes out just as fast as he can to defend Bo Bergdahl, who's a deserter and a traitor, but yet is just really, really slow to act to take up and protect our men and women of the military who are fighting for us?
Yeah, well, you know, Tim, you bring up a really good point, and we have not raised it yet to the level of the president, right, Than? We haven't sent off letters to the White House yet.
We have not. Josh Earnest has been asked about this, but we have not raised it with the president. We're focusing on this appeal first.
But I think, Tim, you raise a question. Ultimately, the commander-in-chief does have the authority. I mean, Skip, we need to be clear on that. The commander-in-chief has the authority where he could say, it's not going to happen. I'm going to override whoever voted to kick him out.
That's correct. And, Jay, we have sent a letter to the president.
We
received it today on this matter. But it's yes, he has the authority. Remember, everybody in the military is part of the executive branch, and the president is the head of the executive branch.
Right.
And he can make those decisions.
So the letter has already gone out to the president?
Letters were received today by the personnel officer of the Army, the chief of staff of the Army, Secretary of Defense, and the president.
So the answer is yes. We have notified now the president of the United States. That's how serious we're taking it. We're taking a break. When we come back, we'll take more of your calls and comments. 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. We want you to sign on to this petition. which has already grown to over 200,000, saying, or I guess right around 200,000 if you had phone calls. But we really, really need your help. So let me encourage you to call us at 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Also, our book, Undemocratic, comes out in the bookstores tomorrow, updated with two new chapters as in paperback. The two new chapters govern and comment on Hillary Clinton's email scandal. We lay out the legal case on that, and we're going to be doing Undemocratic, the concert, tomorrow night, where we're going to encourage you during that concert to buy the book. It's in paperback. I think it's a little less than $10. You get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You could order it today, or you can simply go to your bookstores tomorrow and get it as well. Undemocratic, make sure you get the paperback edition of that. Like us on Facebook. You'll be getting some emails about this, and we'll talk to you in just a moment. Again, if you want to sign that petition, aclj.org or 877-989-2255.
A bad situation just got worse for a Green Beret war hero who defended a child from sexual assault. The U.S. Army has been threatening to kick out Sergeant Charles Martland, and now a top Army command is recommending just that. In Afghanistan, children, young boys and girls, are being sexually abused, and Sergeant Martland said, quote, "We felt a moral obligation to act." For his action, he faces expulsion from the Army. There's still time before a final decision is made. The American Center for Law and Justice is working with Congress and urging the Secretary of Defense to stop this moral outrage and reinstate this brave Green Beret. The U.S. military has a moral obligation to stop child abuse on our bases and exonerate Sergeant Martland for defending a child from assault. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
We just had an interesting call or a comment that came in, Logan, from Facebook about does Sergeant Martin even know what we're doing here?
Right, and yep, that's the question that just came in. They said, did they understand that we're supporting him and speaking out for him when very few are?
Yeah, so here's what happens. We're not able to have direct communications with Sergeant Martin. He's got a lawyer with, I'm sure, within the military justice system. However, his outlet to the outside world has pretty much been Duncan Hunter's office, and Congressman Hunter's office knows very well how engaged we are on this fan, right?
That's correct. I mean, he's been on this broadcast. I spoke with Duncan Hunter's office this morning. We hope to have him on again tomorrow or later in the week, Jay. I would imagine that Sergeant Martland knows, even though we haven't directly communicated with him.
Yeah, so that's part of it here. Wes Smith, Colonel Wes Smith, is also on with us. He was on the other day. He's serving as a senior advisor in military matters to the ACLJ for this project right now. And, Wes, we were talking before, and people need to understand you've been in these combat zones as Skip, but you've been in these combat zones. And this is a soldier we now know that had received the Bronze Star, was ranked number two in his class of Green Berets. I want to, and you were an Army chaplain. The morale issue, we're already getting calls coming in, Wes, from men and women that have served in the military that says this really impacts morale very poorly for the soldiers when they realize this could happen.
Absolutely, yeah. It's one of those things that technically, should he have used a different method to deal with this? Yeah, technically he should have, but this hurts morale. We have seven Army values that we're supposed to live by, and the last four, I was thinking about those with Sergeant Martland. They are selfless service, honor, integrity, and personal courage. it seems to me that he lived up to the Army values that are inculcated into all of us as we go through training, you know?
His supervisor said, by the way, Skip, that if he realized that this report would have had this kind of consequences, he would have never filled it out this way, because Sergeant Martland also reenlisted, was accepted, and received the Bronze Star for valor in an incident I'm going to describe in a moment.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a shame that this senior person did not think this through. And obviously there might have been a reprimand. It should have been an oral reprimand or a written reprimand that was kept at the lowest level.
Well,
said,
it could have been
okay,
a letter
careful,
reprimand
don't do this again.
That is kept in the group.
Yeah, so, I mean, so if this was a, well, let me follow up with Wes. If there was a protocol violation here, it would have been a letter of reprimand, which would not have resulted in this, correct?
General
it depends
letter
on,
of reprimand.
Okay.
It depends on where it was.
Let's go to Wes on this. All right, Wes, go ahead.
Yeah, he got a general letter of reprimand, which goes into what we call his restricted file, which goes to the personnel headquarters at Fort Knox. Had it been, you know, a letter of reprimand from the group commander, it would have stayed in the file in the unit and no one would have seen it. And then usually that's what's done. And if you don't repeat, you know, the misbehavior and you're a good soldier, then it goes away. You know, HRC by their own policy, Jay.
Well, let's define HRC for everybody that's listening, because you serve there, Wes. That's the Human Resources Command.
Right, Human Resources Command, right. If you look on their written documents about the qualitative management program, which is what they're using to get him out of the Army, it's supposed to be used to get rid of, and this is a quote, unproductive soldiers.
Mm.
And he simply does not fit the bill of an unproductive soldier.
No, not when I give you in the next segment of the broadcast what he got his Bronze Star for. So, I mean, this is he's the last guy that should be deemed an unproductive soldier. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. We're bringing attention to this. No one else is right now, because between Iowa tomorrow and then New Hampshire and then South Carolina. But in that period of 30 days, you know what's going to happen? A decision on Sergeant Martland's case. So the ACLJ, we have got, you're hearing from some of our team right now, working on this situation right now. Let's take some more calls.
Let's go to Celeste in Dallas on line two. Celeste, welcome to JSIKO Live.
Hi, Celeste.
Hi.
Hey.
I just want to say thank you very much for everything you're doing for Sergeant Martland and people in situations like his. And my comment is that I am from a military family. My father's retired military. My husband's retired military.
Thank
my
your family for your service.
Served. And my son had done 4 years in his high school in the Air Force JROTC program.
Yep.
He became Corps commander, really was considering going into the military until everything that's going on with this administration and seeing what's going on. And now, you know, he's concerned about who's going to be president next and what the situation is going to be. And right now he's holding back and changed his mind and, you know, is not wanting to go in. And he would be such a terrific person to be in the military. And it's
this is part of the problem. I mean, Skip, I mean, part of this is it's, you know, they want to downsize, but you're going to end up people that they need saying the Army doesn't have my back.
That's exactly right. I mean, we want the best and the brightest in the military. We want those with a solid moral compass there. We want those who can tell the difference between right and wrong. And what we're doing, we're sending a signal with Sergeant Martland that if you do that and you make just the slightest mistake, that you're out. And that's a signal that should not be sent. This is a zero defects military, where if you take one mistake, then your whole life can be ruined, and that's
your
a
entire
shame
career.
We
can
need
be
to
ruined.
Fight that.
And he's been in almost 13 years, I guess. So let's lay out for everybody again from the government affairs side here exactly what we're doing. Skip said we've notified the White House today, but let's lay out what we're doing, because we've got to build both congressional support within the Secretary of Army and Secretary of Defense.
Well, that last argument you heard from Skip, Jay, is one of the arguments that we're making to Capitol Hill, that how are we going to recruit soldiers, sailors, and Marines if this is how we will be treated? But we are making that case. We are making the legal case to members of Congress, essentially just to make sure that they know, the review board knows, that they will not get away with making this decision in darkness, that members of Congress are going to know, that the American people are going to know, and then at the same time, as Skip just announced, then elevating it to the President of the United States if we have to.
Wes, we had a call that came in before you were on, and I want you to respond to this. I did pretty aggressively, to be honest. The call was, well, look, he served in Afghanistan, he served in Iraq, this particular caller, and that's just the cult. This kind of sexual abuse of children is just kind of the cultural norms. You just have to look the other way, which kind of cuts against those 4 points you said about the Army's core values, which, A, I want you to repeat those, and B, how do you respond to that cultural norm situation?
Right, Right. And living by the seven army values teaches us literally to not look the other way. You know,
right.
But, there are seven of them, but the last four are selfless service, honor, integrity, and personal courage, you know. And admittedly, you know, he probably should have handled this differently. But you could also make the case that he is living by those values. But you're right, Jay, in that culture, and I lived over there two different times. And in that culture, you would think with the Quran being as strict as it is, that this kind of behavior and similar behaviors would not be accepted. When I was stationed there, I asked an imam, who was a friend of mine, about this very issue, because it had come up along with some other things. And he was a great guy, but his explanation was because the Quran does not explicitly forbid this.
Yeah.
That they look the other way, and they do, and it's just it is part of that culture. Now, General Campbell, the commander in Afghanistan, says soldiers are not required to look the other way, but other people on the ground that I've heard interviewed are saying yes, they are told to look the other way, and Sergeant Martin simply could not do it based on selfless service, honor, integrity, and personal courage.
All right, let's do this. Let's take another phone call, another comment coming in by Facebook or Periscope.
Yeah, let's go take another call. Let's go to Kathy, who's calling from New York. Excuse me, on line three. Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi. You know, I had an enlisted Marine for 5 years, and my daughter is also currently serving. And
thank your family for their service. We appreciate it.
Oh, okay. His first deployment was to Afghanistan, and I can tell you absolutely 100%. If he had to endure listening to the screams of a child being raped, that would be impossible for him, and he would be haunted for the rest of his life of the fact that he did nothing to stop it. And maybe that is why our men and women coming back are killing themselves at record rates. Maybe that's why. At least this sergeant will know he did act, and he will not have to be haunted in his dreams of sitting by and doing nothing. It is absolutely an abomination that this soldier was even cited for anything. And the reason they're making him an example is so that everybody else does nothing. And that we lose ourselves if we do nothing. And we just, you know, if this is what they're going to do to them, then we have to bring everybody home.
Let me play for you what Senator Gildebrand asked General Campbell about this very issue. Senator Gildebrand, Democrat from New York. So this is bipartisan in the concern here.
So what would we do today? So if it was reported that you hear screaming from Afghan military or Afghan troops, from commanders, from children, what would our soldiers do?
Our soldiers should report that up their chain of command.
And then what does the chain of command do with that information?
Ma'am, we would make sure that that information got to the right authorities within the Afghan government, to the senior leadership.
Problem was, this guy was the senior leadership of the Afghan authorities. That is the problem here. All right, we're going to take more of your calls. We come back from the right break in a rapid-fire round, but we want you to take action. Thousands of you are. ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255. We have a petition up for Sergeant Martin. You're right. No one's talking about it. Logan mentioned that. No one's talking about it. We are. We know the Iowa caucus is tomorrow, but a military man's career is literally in jeopardy. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And also, we're going to do a rapid fire round here so people can give us a call.
That's right. Give us a call right now. 1-800-684-3110. Again, 1-800-684-3110. We only have one line open right now, but that's sure to change coming into the next segment. So again, 1-800-684-3110.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. A bad situation just got worse for a Green Beret war hero who defended a child from sexual assault. The U.S. Army has been threatening to kick out Sergeant Charles Martland, and now a top Army command is recommending just that. In Afghanistan, children, young boys and girls, are being sexually abused, and Sergeant Martland said, quote, "We felt a moral obligation to act." For his action, he faces expulsion from the Army. There's still time before a final decision is made. The American Center for Law and Justice is working with Congress and urging the Secretary of Defense to stop this moral outrage and reinstate this brave Green Beret. The U.S. military has a moral obligation to stop child abuse on our bases and exonerate Sergeant Martland for defending a child from assault. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back. This is a rapid fire round. We're talking about Sergeant Martland's case. Obviously, tomorrow we'll be talking about the sergeant's case, but mostly giving the analysis of what the Iowa caucus results mean. It's going to be a very interesting afternoon, to say the least. We've asked you, if you're on Facebook or Periscope, tell us not who you want to win. Tell us who you think is going to win, because that may be very different,
different situation.
So, but let's do rapid fire and go right to him, Logan.
All right, let's get to the phones. Eric is calling from Vancouver, Washington, on line five, and is actually been on hold for a half an hour. So
we're sending Eric a book. We're going to send you a book or something. Go ahead,
Stay
Eric.
On hold after the call.
Thank you. Hey, when we are on American bases on foreign soil, that becomes American soil.
Correct.
They did not act until this general came on to, this commander came on to American soil.
Well, he was assigned to the base. Is that correct? He was the Afghan commander, and that's why reporting it to the Afghan command would have made no sense. This is one of the Afghan commanders. He actually went back on the base because that's where he worked. Go ahead.
Yeah. So at that point, he actually could have been taken into custody and held for trial based
Skip, maybe that's what should have happened. I don't know. How do you, of course, you're in the battlefield. What about that?
Well, first of all, that is not true with respect to that becomes American soil with American laws. The reason American law applies there is because the military is there and the military law travels with the soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines.
Yeah.
So a foreigner coming onto a foreign installation that is occupied by the Americans is not subject to U.S. law.
But you're saying it was illegal under Afghan law, too.
Right. It's illegal under Afghan law, but the United States has no authority to enforce Afghan law. So it's that's the problem. That's the problem we have.
So what does a soldier do? What's the correct thing for the soldier to do?
Well, the soldier should have reported up, but at the same time, I think this soldier did the right thing because this was an individual who had to be given the way, had to be talked to and dealt with in a way that he understood. And he understood the way he was dealt with because he complained and left like a dog with its tail between his legs. So that's part of the problem because he complained up his chain and made it to be a much bigger incident than it was. But it's I think the U.S. military, I think Sergeant Martland and his captain there did what was right under the circumstances to get the message across because reason was not going to do it.
So, Than, let's again quickly for everybody update on what the status is because we are really under a time crunch here.
Yeah, we have the second and final appeal pending. We are hoping for a reversal of the lower decision and reinstatement essentially of Sergeant Martland. But I would just say this, up the chain of command, rules of engagement. How about this rule of engagement? If a soldier sees a child being abused, that soldier should stop it. And if it takes the commander-in-chief to issue that rule of engagement, then that's what should take place.
Yeah, I'm getting Wes Smith actually just sent me a text. That's why you're the ring who's consulting with us on this. All right, this is a rapid fire round. Let's go to it.
Joseph in Idaho on line four. You're on the air.
Hey, Joseph.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
Yes, good.
I basically wanted to comment on the fact that this situation is running rampant through our entire military. All branches, they have our entire military scared to death to bat an eye at anything. I am a former Marine. My wife is United States Navy.
Thank you.
And we see it on both sides.
Yep.
And the sad part about it is it doesn't matter what it is. The government will do whatever they can to get rid of something that's a bad
thing. So let me tell you this. Colonel Wes Smith, who just was on the phone with us, who's senior advisor to us on military affairs also, he just said, Skip, that there is an exception that can be made, even if there was a protocol breach, that because of a soldier's great service, it's called the needs of the Army, and that the Secretary of the Army or the Chief of the Army Staff has the authority to say, we're going to keep this individual in because of the needs of the Army.
Absolutely. I mean, they can do that, and they should do that in this instance. But Joseph is right, I think, in the sense that we're getting into such a politically correct army in this,
yep,
or military in general, and this basically happens when you're trying to reduce the force, because any mark against your record becomes the justification for getting rid of you, and a lot of people are good people who are going to be forced out. So it's,
yep,
then people become, you know, afraid of taking,
right,
any initiative because it might come back to bite them.
All right, let's take, we're going to do four calls in 4 minutes. Let's go, Logan, quickly here.
All right, Carla in Birmingham, you're on the air.
Carla, go.
Yes, I just tried to call the Pentagon,
yep,
at 703-697-1776. The gentleman would not discuss it with me. He could not connect me to anybody to discuss it with me.
Okay, so the Pentagon isn't particularly helpful. Than, that's not surprising. This really needs to be focused where?
Well, this is why the nexus is Congress, and
right,
Congress can make the Pentagon pay attention. They're
right,
not really going to want to take calls from the masses, but Congress can make them listen.
All right, let's move on. Let's go to Joy, who's calling also from Birmingham, Alabama.
Big day in Birmingham. Hey, Joy.
Hi. Yes, I just wanted you to know I have called all the senators, but
yes,
of course that really doesn't do any good. But I was told I couldn't call any member of the Congress.
No, you can. We want you to do two things. Sign the petition, make individual calls, because most of these senators' offices are going to tell you they don't even know about this case. That's part of what we're trying to do here.
That's right. A lot of this is awareness, just making sure people know about it. All right, moving on. Let's go to James, who's calling from Jacksonville, Arkansas. James,
hi,
on the air.
How you doing there?
Hey, James, good.
Hey, I really appreciate everything you do. I'm retired military, 24 years, and all of my sons have.
Thank you for your service, sir. Thank you.
But I really appreciate you putting this on the forefront. But I want everyone to realize that what we're dealing with here, I was 82nd Airborne. And one thing, the Green Beret, he operated the way he was trained.
Yep.
And a lot of times in the military, the way it is now, they come against you because your higher-ups are more political than soldiers. And that's the major problem. So we just want to make sure I put my name on the
great
petition already. But I just want everyone to realize that what you're up against a military that's sold out. To a type of leadership that's weak.
And then we know we have got to quickly build the momentum here.
Yeah, no doubt about it. They are so desperate to reduce the size of the military, they will use any reason they could find. I would just quote Skip Ash on this one. Sergeant Martland had a moral obligation to intervene here, and a soldier who didn't intervene would have deserved the demerit that Sergeant Martland got in this
case.
I think
that's a very valid point. All right, we're going to grab the last call.
Yep, last call of the day. Steve's calling from Glendale, California. You're on the air.
Hey, Steve.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
My comment, yes, I'm for Trump. I think he will win Iowa. Second of all, I think that's why I'm for Donald Trump, is because I'm tired of the political correctness.
Okay, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about the situation with Sergeant Martland. So, Steve?
With what they're doing.
Yeah, do you have a question? Do you have a comment about the sergeant?
I have a comment about the sergeants that I think it's wrong, and I have a senator that is one of my clients, and
okay,
I put my word in with him as well.
That will be very helpful, because the fact is, and Logan is concerned, we taught him this in the meeting, is we've got to build awareness. It's just not there.
Yeah, right now it's us and Duncan Hunter in San Diego. That's about it right now. So thank you. Please tell your senator, congressman, whoever you know, really, this is an issue that needs to break out in the news cycle, which will be difficult with Iowa tonight, and all of the, really, tonight being the start of,
yep,
a year's worth of campaign
activity. So we've got to break through the clutter now. Hey, folks, we're taking, that's going to be it for the broadcast today. Let me tell you a couple things. Tomorrow night, 9 o'clock Eastern time, Undemocratic, the concert from the Jay Sekulow Band, that's going to be live coming out of our media center here. All the guys are in town, so Schlitt, Elefante, Mark Townsend, everybody's going to be there. We're going to have a blast. We've got about a 12 to 15 song set ready to go. We're going to go for a whole hour and a half. The book is undemocratic. It's been shipped today, is what Logan's saying.
So if you pre-order it on Amazon, it is headed towards you, and it should be there tomorrow. But go ahead and order it in other ways. Doesn't matter. You can either go to the store, Amazon, or go to Barnes & Noble stores tomorrow, or order on Amazon. You probably still get it tomorrow.
Yeah, and obviously it all counts. So wherever books are sold should have it, but certainly Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And again, if you want to sign that petition, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Big day tomorrow. We'll talk to you then.
Now you can make a difference. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ than right now. Declare your membership today. The ACLJ is dedicated to protecting your religious and your constitutional freedoms. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org.